This is for a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Now, today we are going to discuss an important question, and this question might come up to your mind also. What is this question? The question that we are going to deal with is, given that the prophets and imams are divinely guided, why do they weep and seek forgiveness? Now, this is a question. On the one hand, we believe that the prophets are infallible, the imams are infallible, and they do not commit any mistakes, even though they can commit mistakes, but they do not commit any mistakes in their life. Okay? They are infallible. Now, what does it mean for the prophet who is infallible, who is protected against any sins, even though he can commit sins? What does it mean that the prophets and imams, they seek forgiveness? It is reported about some of the prophets, about the imams, that they wept and they sought forgiveness. Like, for example, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the commander of faithful, we have stories, narrations indicating that the imam wept and he sought forgiveness. Now, a good example of the imam's weeping is the example of, let's say, Du'a-i Kumail, for example. In the beginning of Du'a-i Kumail, we read phrases indicating seeking forgiveness on the part of the commander of faithful. He continuously regrets and he seeks forgiveness, asking God to forgive him the sins that may bring him evil, may cause his supplications not to be accepted. Also, we see Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, that he wept and he cried when he supplicated to Allah, when he prayed to Allah. How can we justify this seeking forgiveness? Doesn't it contradict our position regarding the infallible imams and the prophets? Because we maintain that the prophets are infallible. So when you are already infallible, what does it mean to ask forgiveness, to ask Allah for forgiveness? So, if you have a poorly lit, this is just an example to help you understand the problem and then get the answer, of course. If you have a poorly lit large salon, apart from large bulky items, you will be limited in what you can see. However, if you light it up intensely, you will be able to see even tiny pieces of paper and litter. Okay? The nur, or the divine light, of normal people are dim. So only the large sins are apparent and can be seen. However, infallible prophets and imams have said, infallible prophets and imams have such intense divine light that even if a moment is spent of their lifetime that could have been spent in a better way, they fall into prayers and weep. Just to make this clear, I would like to give another example. Another example, of course, is that of extending your feet in front of others. This act is neither haram, forbidden, nor makruh, reprehensible. However, we see that when a person's legs are painful and they extend it towards others, they seek the pardon of others around them, because in respect of others, even mubah actions, those which are neither liked nor disliked, neither halal nor haram, may embarrass us.
We were given so many prizes. We
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
And then another example comes when a news reader clears his throat on live television or radio. He says, excuse me, for example. He seeks the pardon of the viewers or listeners. This is again not a sinful act. But we see the anchors seek pardon from their viewers and listeners in respect because they regard themselves to be in front of an audience who should be respected indeed. So when he makes an error or when he clears his throat, he says, excuse me. Now, the noble representatives of God, let's say the prophets and imams, they are cognizant of their Creator. That if they worship and glorify God as much as all the humans and jinns, they would still consider themselves blameworthy. They still consider themselves blameworthy. Now, when it comes to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, It is reported that the commander of faithful, Imam Ali salatu wasalam, when he felt sad and tired, he had a well and he would just lower his head down into the well and he would complain, he would pray to God and said, إِلَّهِ لَا تُعَذِّبْنِي فَإِنِّي مُقِرٌ بِمَا قَدْ كَانَ مِنِّي. Oh Allah, do not punish me because I acknowledge that I have not been able to worship you in the way you are worthy. Because no matter how much you worship Allah, no matter how much you praise Allah, and no matter how much time you give to Allah, because Allah is so immense in His blessing, in His greatness, and Allah is so immense in His magnificence that no matter how much you praise Allah, and no matter how much you glorify Allah, you are still far away, or you can say you are way far beyond and fulfilling your duty and your obligation towards Allah. And that's why we see that the imams like Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the commander of faithful, and of course no one can be compared with him, with the commander of faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, in his knowledge, in his servitude, in his humility, in his humbleness with regards to Allah, and also in his readiness to sacrifice himself for the cause of Allah, for the cause of Islam. And of course, we do have a lot of incidents, a lot of stories, and a lot of narrations about Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam putting his life in danger, defending the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, defending the Holy Quran, and taking part in different battles in which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was present. Imam Ali salatu wasalam sacrificed his life, and of course, he defended the Prophet and he defended Islam, and there are numerous cases about Imam Ali indicating how humble, how ready and prepared he was to sacrifice himself and his life for Islam. And there's of course no one to compare with the commander of faithful, and of course except the Prophet of Islam himself. Of course the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, is the best of all creatures, and there's no doubt about it. All Muslim scholars believe that he is the best role model, and no one is superior to him. no prophet can be considered superior to him. He is the best of all creatures. But even then, the holy prophet himself also sought forgiveness. He did istighfar. Coming to other imams also, look at Sahifa Sajjadiyya, the book which contains the supplications of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam. You go through Sahifa Sajjadiyya and you will see that the imam, from the beginning to the end, no supplication is there without seeking forgiveness. So seeking forgiveness is always good, and it doesn't indicate, it doesn't suggest that one is sinful in reality. It shows one's humbleness and one's position towards God, and it shows that no matter how hard and how much you worship Allah, still you are way far, and still you are not in a position, you are not able to worship Him in a way which deserves Allah. And that's why the imams actually considered themselves blameworthy, because they could not worship Allah in the way which He deserves. Okay, that's all from me. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
So all I need.
So all I need. So all I need. All I need.
Oh,
your love
is all I need. To be all
so
I can
be.
And I know that you see how much you
you mean to me.
'Cause your love is all about me. To be all I can
be.
I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.